Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear.
We lost the line! OMPD, pull back! OMPD, pull back up to the upper deck!
Police officers at the U.S. Capitol begging for help and clearly panicked as they are overwhelmed by a mob of pro-Trump extremists last month. House impeachment managers showing in some cases never before seen video today taken from security cameras inside the U.S. Capitol. House impeachment manager Stacey Plaskett laid the blame firmly at the feet of one person.
President Trump put a target on their backs, and his mob broke into the Capitol to hunt them down.
The, in some cases, never-before-seen video shows the mob threatening to kill both Vice President Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Both were evacuated from the U.S. Capitol January the 6th. So far, some 200 people have been charged in connection with the attack that claimed the lives of five people, including a U.S. Capitol police officer. President Biden had his first call since taking office with Chinese President Xi Jinping. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the call comes as the two world leaders face off on multiple challenges from the economy to the climate to national security.
Senior administration officials told reporters ahead of the call that President Biden had prepared to lay out several concerns to Xi, including human rights, cybersecurity, and Chinese aggression in the Indo-Pacific region. But they noted that the United States sees areas of common interest with China, including climate change. A senior official said the Biden team found merit in the Trump administration's basic proposition of an intense strategic competition with China, but also found, quote, problems with the way in which the Trump administration went about that competition, unquote. Namely, by eschewing historic alliances and declining to focus on human rights and other traditional U.S. values abroad. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
The number of unauthorized immigrants crossing the southwest border continues to increase under the Biden administration. As NPR's John Burnett explains, immigration agents arrested 6% more undocumented border crossers in January than December.
Even more telling is that the number of undocumented border crossers has spiked more than 100% since the same period last year. Put another way, agents detained and expelled about 2,500 migrants a day last month, compared to 1,200 a day a year ago. Customs and Border Protection says the uptick began last year under the previous president, and it's driven by crime and instability in Central America. Biden's critics say more migrants are trying to get across the border because he's promised more lenient immigration policies. There are also reports that human smugglers are giving migrants false hopes of easy asylum. Biden's immigration team, concerned about chaos at the border, is telling prospective migrants to stay in their home countries. This is not the time to come. John Burnett, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 61 points. This is NPR. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank has the tools to respond to any unexpected spike in prices. But as NPR Scott Horsley explains, the central bank remains more concerned about too little inflation than too much.
Over the past year, consumer prices have risen just 1.4%, well below the Fed's annual target of 2% inflation. Powell told the Economic Club of New York price hikes could be higher in the months to come, but any big increase is likely to be temporary.
As the economy reopens, we may see a burst of spending. There's quite a lot of savings on people's balance sheet. There could be some upward pressure on prices there. Again, though, my expectation would be that will be neither large nor sustained.
Powell says the federal government will likely have to keep providing support to struggling families and businesses, but he declined to weigh in on the appropriate size or contents of any rescue package. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
America's top 50 donors last year channeled large sums of money to food banks during the coronavirus pandemic. Money also went to COVID-19 relief and racial justice efforts. Donations from the ultra-wealthy last year covered a broader-than-usual set of causes. Amazon head Jeff Bezos topped the list by donating $10 billion to launch the Bezos Earth Fund. Bezos announced last week he's stepping down as Amazon CEO to devote more time to philanthropy and other projects. Bezos also contributed $100 million to the group Feeding America, which supplies upwards of 200 food banks nationwide. Crude oil futures prices closed higher, oil up 31 cents a barrel to end the session at $58.68 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.